Hey there, podcast listeners. DeCourcy Williams here, and I've got a quick treat for you. Have you ever wanted to start investing your money? Did you ever want to get into the stocks game but didn't know where to get started? Did you want to have some money saved up for that rainy day fund that you've been talking about? Well, let me introduce you to Stash Invest. Stash is the app that you can have right on your mobile device, and it'll allow you to save money incrementally without even thinking about it. You can also invest your money into ETFs and stocks on a weekly, a bi-weekly, or monthly basis. Whether you're saving for retirement or saving for that next big vacation or just building up some cash for that next big purchase, you can be confident that Stash will help you reach your goals. So click the link in the description. You'll get $5 for starting with Stash for free if you click the link, and you'll be on your way to a better financial future. So click the link and let's get stashing. Well, hello. Thank you very much for joining me. My name is DeCourcy Williams, and this is the Uplifting Words Podcast. And I thank each and every one of you listening to the sound of my voice. So, here we are, smack dab in the heat of July. And man, I gotta tell you, where I am, we are in this incredible heat wave. It's been constantly 90, 92, 93 degrees. Even though yesterday we had this amazing storm that came up out of nowhere, instantly got dark. It was wind blowing all over the place. I mean, it rained like crazy. And then the sun tried to come back out. It's nuts. Welcome to Virginia weather. But anyway, aside from all of that, I hope that everyone's having a wonderful day, a wonderful week. And I want to continue on about what I talked about on the last podcast about losing our way. I want to talk today more about the opportunities that we are given in life to make a stand or to take a chance, to jump out on faith. And this could pertain to whatever that you've got going on. Let me tell you a little story I came across while I was going through Twitter. This was a woman who is a driver for some sort of ride sharing program. Could be Uber, could be Lyft, doesn't matter. So she said that she picked up a rider. And this rider was a 78-year-old lady, okay? And I guess for some reason, the driver has this disposition where people feel comfortable talking to her. So the woman asked the driver, the 78-year-old lady who was the passenger, she asked the driver if she had ever been with a woman. I know, crazy. Crazy stuff. So the driver told the old lady yes. And then the woman asked her, what was it like? And so by this girl's Twitter thread, you could tell she was like, okay, this is kind of weird. How do we end up talking about this? But she decided to go along with it. So then she told her it was like, basically the sex was like, it felt like taking a fresh shower, getting a massage head to toe, and then having sex with myself, like a copy of herself in person, rubbing all over everything, whatever, whatever. So then the old lady proceeds to tell her, I think I'm in love with my best friend, and I have been since childhood. So this is a 78-year-old lady getting into a rideshare car, talking to this younger girl, and she's on her way to a doctor's appointment or whatever. So she tells us also that they're describing like sex acts and the differences between being with men and with women. And the old lady end up talking to the girl for like 30 minutes about like her ex-husbands and how she felt like she was never truly satisfied and all kinds of personal intimate things. And then here's the kicker. The old lady says that she wishes that her generation wasn't so closed off and stuck up about sexuality because she wouldn't have felt so suppressed. Now, the thing about it is, this older lady and her best friend that she thinks that she's in love with, they live together now. And the old lady is saying that basically her friend is like everything that she wishes that her husbands were, but she has always been scared to say it. So could you imagine? Well, let me finish the story and then I'll get into the what ifs. So the driver dropped the lady off at her doctor's appointment, but she was also scheduled to come back and pick her up. So when she got there to pick her back up, the older lady seemed a little bit down. So she talked to her some more, got her to open up. And this is so clutch. This is key. She said that she felt like she spent her entire lifetime lying to herself. That's the clutch. That's what I want people to kind of realize from this episode today. I'm not talking about same-sex relationships. I'm not talking about any of that foolishness. I'm talking about this lady says that she felt like she's been living her entire life lying to herself. So she gets dropped off at her house. She uses a walker to get out of the car. She calls her friend that's at the house and asks her to unlock the door because she's on her way. And then when she pulls up, they notice that her friend is actually sitting outside waiting on her. And she gets up and opens the door while the driver is pulling the walker out of the trunk. So then she helps her stand up. The friend helps the girl, the older lady, stand up. And she says, "I couldn't imagine having anybody else to end this life with. You are my favorite person." Now forget all the emotions. Forget about whatever feels that you may have for this moment, just for a little while. Could you imagine living 78 years of your life and you're lying to yourself about either who you are, what you want to do with your life, where you want to live, what kind of education that your children get? I mean, there's a long list of things that we have running through our minds every day. So think about if you're lying to yourself about who you truly are, what you truly want, and what you truly believe, and then you exist on this planet for 78 years, and then you finally come to the realization that you can be free. So, I mean, first of all, there are all the feels and all the emotions, they're valid. Of course, the woman that wrote the Twitter thread, she says she teared up, she wanted to cry so bad, but she didn't. The two ladies, they hugged each other, they started tearing up, and they just started saying, "I love you, I love you." I mean, we don't know what happened after this, because, of course, the lady drove off and continued with her day. But this is the thing that I'm talking about. Living your entire life and lying to yourself about what you want, about what you want to do with yourself. And in that sense, when we lie to ourselves, we shrink ourselves to try to fit into somebody else's mold of life. Whether it be your parents, whether it be your spouse, whether that be siblings, I am here to encourage each and every one of you, do not shrink yourself to try to fit into somebody else's idea of what life should be. Hopefully this will be the wake-up call that will allow you to take the lid off of whatever it is that you want to do and live your potential. Do that thing that you want to do. Ask that person out. Go for that job in that industry that you've never worked before. Quit that job and go chase after your dream. Live life on your own terms. That's what it's all about. So I wanted to share that story with you guys. It hit me pretty much. It hit me emotionally also. So, I mean, just imagine. And imagine witnessing that as a younger person. And you see this older person expressing regret for how they lived their life. Or this one aspect of their life. Who knows? The rest of the woman's life might have been amazing. But this one little aspect is that she realizes that she may have been in love with her best friend since childhood. Man, and she never had the courage to stand up and say, "I want to live my life this way." Okay, so after that, Let me take a break for a couple of announcements, and I will be right back as soon as possible. All right, welcome back. Thank you very much for sticking around with me. Now, if you remember in the last episode, I was talking more about parents and denying their children certain things in order to teach them maybe some responsibility or maybe some delayed gratification. And if you do not do that, then potentially your children will be the ones ending up on video somewhere, acting a fool out in public. So let me explain something else that you can do for your child if you have them. So you remember the old adage is, do what I say, not what I do? Okay. My mother used to say that to me also. Way back in the day. Mom used to smoke cigarettes, right? And even though I hated the smell of cigarettes, even though I couldn't stand how they made my clothes smell, I ended up smoking cigarettes myself. Even though for years as a little kid, I can remember saying I would never pick up a cigarette as long as I live because they're disgusting. I can remember being asked to go to the 7-Eleven. This is how old I am. I was able to go to 7-Eleven and buy a pack of cigarettes for my mother with a note from my mother. She would write a note. I would take the money and I would take the note, go across the street to the 7-Eleven. They would sell me a pack of cigarettes because she didn't feel like going or whatever. So, yeah, I kind of aged myself there. But I still ended up smoking cigarettes. No matter how many times my mother said, don't do what I do what I say. And she would always say, don't smoke cigarettes. And I used to always think to myself, why are you smoking them, but you're telling me not to? So eventually, when I became an adult, my early 20s, I started smoking cigarettes. So, piece of advice that I can give for those of you that have children, I know it's easy to say, do what I say and not what I do, but that's not how your kids are learning. That's not how any of us learn. We all learn by mimicking the examples of other people that we look up to or people that we admire, even though we don't know that we're doing it. And when you're a little child, the person that you look up to and admire the most are your parents, because that's what you see every day. Now, of course, the landscape has changed a little bit. We all have social media. People are giving their kids like cell phones and tablets at an earlier age, so kids are now able to go look at other people and model their lifestyle from YouTube and Instagram and all of these other things here. But for the most part, when your child is like young child, they're looking to you and they are watching everything that you do and they're absorbing what you do. So think about if you live a life that you're not allowing your best self to be out, or you're reserving yourself because that's the way that it's always been done in your family. What is your child going to do? Your child's going to follow in your footsteps. Like if you grow up and be maybe a postal worker, there are chances that your child will grow up and go seek a job with the postal service. Like, there are these things that we have, and I don't want to call them generational curses, but we have generational guidelines that we pass down to our kids. One of those guidelines is not living your best life. Like, literally, I'm not talking about the song. I'm talking about being true to yourself, going after your dreams, and not giving a crap what other people are thinking or saying about what you are doing. That mentality, we subconsciously pass that down to our kids. You go to work and you hate your job and you come home pissed off and upset, your child is going to grow up and go get a job and can't stand it and stick with it because they think they have no other options. Just like if you're an alcoholic and your child sees that every day, even though they might hate it, chances are very high that they're going to grow up and be alcoholics also. So this is kind of, when you talk about breaking generational curses, there has got to be somebody that's going to stop the things that have always gone on. And then when you go back and look, 9 times out of 10, they've always gone on and people don't even know why. So let's not be so dire. Let's think of another example. I think I might have told this one before. But there was a family having Thanksgiving dinner. And, you know, during Thanksgiving, a lot of times there are certain family members responsible for certain dishes. This year, this particular family was having Thanksgiving dinner and they had the ham. And the daughter cut the ends off of the ham. And let's say this was their first Thanksgiving dinner. So this was the first time that the husband had seen this. His wife cutting off just the ends of the ham, and she puts it in the oven and she bakes it. So the husband asks, "Why did you cut the ends off of the ham?" And the wife's like, "I don't know. My mom always did it." So just so happens that mom was there at Thanksgiving dinner. So they go ask, "Why did you cut the ends off of the ham?" And the grandma and the mother says, "Wow, I don't know. I did it because my mom did it." So now everybody's just all in a tizzy. They're just like, I got to find out why the ends of the ham were cut off for Thanksgiving dinner. So they get grandma on the phone and they ask her, "Why did you cut the ends off of the ham?" And grandma says, "Well, the pan that I had to cook the ham in was never big enough. So I just cut the ends off of the ham." That's one example of one of those things that's passed down. A lot of times we don't even know why. We just follow in the footsteps of those that have come before us. But you have the power to change whatever you want. You can change that habit. You don't have to follow in that footstep if you don't want to. Now, if it's something that you're fine with, then that's cool. But if you want to talk about stuff that's potentially harmful, things that are going to prevent you from doing the things that you want to do in this life, you have to learn how to stop that and cut that stuff off. And the big way to do that is to experiment. Get out and do different things. Get out and expose your children to different lifestyles. Try to fly first class on an airplane and bring your child or children along with you so that they can have that experience. I've never flown first class before. That may seem like a small goal, and that's something that some people do on a daily basis, but I've never flown first class. Actually, as a matter of fact, I think I've only been on an airplane like twice. Some people never been on an airplane. And the way that they live, the way that they're brought up, they probably never will. Unless they make that change and decide a different direction for their family dynamic. Now, what I'm talking about here is leaving a legacy. I'm talking about making changes that are so impactful that your grandkids will feel the effects of what you are doing. It's easy to say that you want to change your life for yourself, and yeah, that's all fine and good. But when it comes down to it, don't you want to leave a legacy for those that's coming behind you, even if you don't have kids? Isn't there something that makes you want to leave your stamp on this world so that people know that you were here? That's what I'm talking about in this particular episode. So when it comes down to it, you have to forget all of the stuff that's happened in the past. Use it as a guideline, obviously, but you can't live back there. You can't drive on the road while looking in your rearview mirror. You're going to crash. Some of that stuff you have to let go. Some of the people that you associate with that's not doing anything or not going anywhere or that might be holding you back, they have to go. Some of those old habits, your cable bill, your Netflix and chill time, your movie going time. Sometimes you got to give that stuff a break so you can focus on what you want to do. Build the life that you want to live for yourself and for people that are depending on you. Because I'm pretty sure everybody's got somebody that's depending on them. Whether you want to believe it or not, there's somebody looking to you that's watching how you live, that's following your example, that's taking heed of your information, even if they don't act like it. Trust and believe that there's somebody paying attention to what you are doing. And I'm talking directly to people that really want to make that change, that really want to invest, because it's going to take time, it's going to take effort, it's going to take failing, making some mistakes, and it's going to take getting out here and looking like a fool. Sometimes you have to look like a fool sometimes while you're doing what you're doing. People are going to come by, they're going to laugh at you, they're going to try to throw dirt on you, all of that stuff. You just got to keep on rolling. Do what you're doing, because that's what matters. So I encourage everybody listening today, bet on yourself. Sometime in your life, you're going to have to take a chance on you. And you are the person that can make the change for not only yourself, but for those that are coming behind you, people that are watching you. In the first segment, I talked about this lady who had lived 78 years, and she thinks that she might have been in love with her friend. Now, could we imagine now if this woman also had children, and she had daughters, and these daughters ended up marrying men that they didn't like, they ended up really not loving, but they only did it because that was the status quo. Imagine if back in the day she would have been truthful with herself and been truthful with her friend and came out and told her how she felt. That one act of freedom for herself, it could have freed everybody else in her family that came behind her. Because kids wouldn't have followed what she was talking about or what she said. Her kids would have followed her example. And they too would have felt like they had the courage to step out and be the true person that they want to be. So with that, I'm going to wrap it up here. Thank you very much for joining me. And really, I encourage everybody listening to my voice, bet on yourself. Step out on faith. Be you. Like, really be you. Just imagine, what if you were to take the lid off of yourself, just screw what other people are saying about you, and just go for it. Whatever that might be. You guys have a wonderful day. I appreciate you all. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you in the next one.